You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy, our weekly conversation with On the Ground Ipsy project manager Sarah Rigg, talking about one of her online concentrate media articles this week. This week, we're talking about a new coalition to support Black farmers in Ypsilanti and throughout Washtenaw County. And Sarah, we begin the conversation with you introducing our special guest for this segment.
I've brought with me Keisa Johnson, who is the leader of this coalition, and she's also the racial equality chair for the Washtenaw Food Policy Council.
Welcome, Keisa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Who wants to begin by telling us more about this project called the Washtenaw County Black Farmers Fund?
Yes. Okay, so the Washtenaw Black Farmers Fund, we're transforming our community through food sovereignty and land justice by investing in Black farmers who've been long denied access to land and resources. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to shed some light on what's going on within our county.
How many Black farmers would you say there are in Washtenaw County?
From a 2017 census data, it was between about 17. If you look at the data today, there are 2,134 farmers who work and live within Washtenaw County. And from 2017, 18 identified as Black. So as of right now, from my research that I've been doing, I've only been able to contact and be in contact with maybe 6 to 7.
Percentage-wise, what is that?
I would say that there's less than 1%. Look, right. I don't think it's a good percentage. We have 2,134 farmers, and we only have 6 to 7 black and brown farmers. I think that's a pretty small, significant number.
Tell us about the importance of this coalition and what you are hoping to communicate and achieve with the community.
I want everyone to understand that, there's a loss in diversity. There's a loss in creativity and innovation when we don't have Black farmers. We help till this land. We help create it. And so we want people to understand that we, as a local community, create the society that we want to live in. And for us starting this coalition, we're giving the power into the local community to say, this is the change that we want to see, and we can do it collectively together and build a better and more inclusive and equitable future together by addressing this type of issue. Because farming is a social justice issue.
Farming is a social justice issue. Tell me more about that, please.
Well, here's the thing. I studied equity and access in food systems for several years. I'm a graduate from the MBES program over at University of Michigan, and I've worked for quite some time with Black visionaries in the food system. And from that, my study and my practice, you can trace every known oppression to man through the food system, but there's also great healing that can come from the land as well. And so I think it's important for us, because food is the first economy of any civilized society, for us to make sure that we have a proper representation of people, of how the country looks, farming food for us.
Knowing that, and knowing that it's 2021 and fewer than 1% of the farmers in Washtenaw County are Black, it seems like we might still have a lot of work to do.
We are. have a lot of work to do. I just was sharing with the coalition members it's this quote: there's no end to what a living world would demand of you. We're in a living world.
Hmm.
And so there's certain demands of us to create the type of future together that we want to see. It's not just for our government to tell us this is what a food desert is, when it's really not a food desert. It's for us to look at something collectively, locally, together, to determine that as a community together.
And it seems like the pandemic has really pointed out the need for us to be growing and creating and sourcing our own food.
Oh, definitely. I mean, one thing that the pandemic has taught us is the importance of our food system. I mean, you can see now, everybody needs someone in the kitchen. Everyone needs someone serving food. The food system has been operating not in an optimal space or position for quite some time. It's been operating very oppressively to the workers who till the land, from the immigrants for my food service workers, for my health care providers. All of this is all this has to be addressed. And the pandemic has showed us very well that we need to reimagine a new space together.
One of your coalition members is the founder of We the People Opportunity Farm, Melvin Parson. And maybe, Sarah, you can address this. I interviewed Melvin many, many years ago, and I still remember him saying he went to the Ann Arbor Farmers Market and looked around at all the people selling produce and everything and didn't see anybody who looked like him. And this was several years ago.
Yeah, that's a sentiment that came up several times when I was doing interviews for this. Julius Buzzard is with Growing Hope, a Tulane-based nonprofit, and he also had a quote in a story about there's a stigma to having a relationship with the land. It's felt to be not a space for people who look like us. So yeah, that definitely seems to be a widespread sentiment.
And who else did you talk to for this week's article?
I spoke to T.C. Collins, who is the founder of Willow Run Acres. He does some teaching on his farms. And I spoke to Two Marines co-founder Josh McAllister. That's an interesting nonprofit. He helps former military people kind of get soft skills for getting back into civilian life, and he wants to connect them with volunteer opportunities at various farms around the county. And I also talked to Lolita Noon from Fair Food Network. But there's several other coalition members, but those were the ones that I spoke to for example.
So, Kisa, where do we go from here? What would you like to see happen to change this narrative and change this situation?
I would love people to continue to donate to the fund, volunteer, and support Black farmers on their farms or wherever they are in the farmers market, and support. Ask your local markets, like, hey, do you have any Black farmers? I'd like to buy from them. I mean, just donate, support, and volunteer.
What about getting Black people to become farmers? Is that sort of an uphill battle?
Oh, well, here's another systematic. When, when you start getting into the agricultural education, you know, a lot of the big 10 schools, the big ag schools, you know, they do have programs that set up for agriculture, but it's mainly set up for white men. You really don't look and see a pathway for farming. And yes, this is definitely one. I mean, I saw a pathway. Unfortunately, I had to come to University of Michigan in order for myself to see myself as a farmer, because I went to a big ag school because I was given the choice and the opportunity to look at the food system, and I see the future through food and farming. And so, yeah, like this is a big pull for education, get people more connected to the ground. It's just more healthy for our environment and for our mental health as well, to actually understand how our food is grown, to actually feel the dirt and put your feet on the land.
Kisa Johnson, Washtenaw County Black Farmers Fund, thank you. And Sarah Rigg from On the Ground Ipsy, thank you both for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.